on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're following breaking news this morning. A crane collapses on a high-rise building in New York City. This is scary, scary stuff. And they're having a news conference even as we speak. We'll have clips from the news conference that's going on right now in New York City. Also, we're awaiting the plea bargain deal, the sweetheart deal for Hunter Biden. Will a judge accept the plea bargain or not? Also, we're continuing to follow the medical condition of Bronny James. He had cardiac arrest. He is LeBron James's son and a prospective NBA player. And in fact, I believe LeBron James has said that he would very much like to play alongside Bronny somewhere down the road. I don't know if that's going to happen now. We just don't know. But Jim Gray was on with John Roberts on Fox News Channel yesterday, and his reaction to the cardiac arrest of Bronny James. Let's go to the audio tape.
Bronny is recovering in a Los Angeles hospital. The incoming USC freshman going into cardiac arrest during a basketball workout yesterday. Let's bring in Jim Gray, sportscaster and a Fox News contributor. You know, Jim, we do not know what the cause was for the cardiac arrest, but it is eerily similar to what happened to Hank Gathers and Reggie Lewis. Both of them had hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Again, we don't know what the situation is with Bronny, but boy, when you take a look at what happened to Hank and Reggie, he's very lucky to be alive.
Well, it's quite a scare. We saw it with DeMar Hamlin of the Bills during the football season this mm-hmm. last year. It happened at USC last year with an incoming freshman. He was able to recover and played in 14 games this year, so let's hope the same happens for Bronny. You know, it's stunning. It's shocking, really. A guy in such great shape as he was getting ready to prepare. USC, where he's going to be a freshman, they were having 10 days of workouts before they go over to Greece and Croatia to play in an exhibition tournament. So now he's in the hospital, and he's in stable condition. So yeah. So if there's good news in this, it's that he's been moved out of ICU.
Absolutely. Did you know, Jim, was there any previous medical conditions that were known to the family about their son? Yeah.
If they are, they're not known to me, and mm-hmm. I don't believe that the public knows. So,
yeah.
You know, I've seen him at Laker games all throughout the season, known him. A famous picture was taken when LeBron, I was interviewing LeBron back 18 years ago, and little baby Bronny was there in the picture at our feet, and then he was holding him. So I've known this young man since basically he's just been a toddler. And I don't personally know of any medical issues. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, when you look at an article in the Sports Health Journal, and this goes back a number of years, I don't know if they have current statistics, but between 2014 and 2016, there were 132 cases of cardiac arrest among middle, high school, and college basketball players. And apparently, they don't know exactly what's behind it. Sometimes people who are tall have connective tissue disorders. For some reason, basketball players are more prone to cardiac problems than any other athlete. I thought that was really intriguing.
I mean, I guess it's interesting, but it seems minuscule. It seems so very, very rare. Mm-hmm. There are millions upon millions of kids who are playing basketball every day. And when you multiply the amount of times that they're playing times the amount of players that there are,
yeah,
this is a very, very rare occurrence. Again, I'm not a doctor. I don't know the statistics that you cite. Let's assume they're all accurate. It's still infinitesimal.
My question is, why can't we figure this out? Why? I mean, when we do physicals, most athletic teams, I'm guessing they do it at the collegiate level, they do a physical on players entering the program or coming back from summer vacation, that they end up doing some sort of physical. Why is it we're not testing for this? This should not happen. These kids are in excellent, excellent condition, and they push their bodies to the limit. And I guess my question is, why is it we are leaving this to chance? Why is it we can't? And you may have some thoughts on that at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Why is it we cannot detect this? I mean, we got the best medical science folks in the country zeroing in on this, and yet this is kind of like we're just leaving it to happenstance. I'm not quite sure why that is. By the way, coming up top of the hour, Pat Casale will join us, the owner of the MultiCare Group, the former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. And by the way, we are inside of 2 weeks to the beginning of school, and we still have teacher shortages. We still don't know how many teachers short we're going to be. But there's something wrong with what's going on. We know that Java with Jara program is being suspended until after they get a collective bargaining agreement with the teachers. Teachers don't have a contract for this year. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. We are live and local in Morning Drive. That's right, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Raiders training camp getting underway. The team signed Marcus Peters, the cornerback, inked a one-year deal with the team. He has 32 career interceptions, 42 total takeaways, and 6 interception return touchdowns, all of the most in the NFL since he entered the league back in 2015. Peters played a crucial role on the Rams' run to the Super Bowl in the 2018 season when they came up short against the New England Patriots. The 30-year-old worked out with the team on Monday. He's entering his 8th NFL season. The Raiders begin their preseason slate with a matchup against the 49ers. It's their only home preseason game. That'll be Sunday, August 13th. Pacific Coast League on Tuesday, Oklahoma City beat Reno 13-6. Vegas doubled up Sugar Land 8-4. Albuquerque over Sacramento 9-6. Salt Lake nipped Tacoma 6-5. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See, we didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Getting reports of a minor accident in the Southwest Beltway. This would be the westbound side of 215 near Buffalo. That is off to the left shoulder. Not seeing a lot of braking to go with that, but just to be advised, if you're going that way, 215 westbound at Buffalo, off to the left. Again, that is in the Southwest Beltway. Northeast Valley on the surface streets got a bad one. Rollover accident on Lake Mead Boulevard eastbound between Pecos and Lamb. This is actually at Lake Mead and Walnut. Intersection is shut down there. Pretty serious accident there. Instead of Lake Mead in the area, go with Cary or Washington. Again, that's Lake Mead between Pecos and Lamb at Walnut. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Now in Morning Drive, 6 to 9 a.m. I got to tell you, I am so excited and incredibly thankful to the radio station for giving me the opportunity to be kind of your first good morning of the day to do it in Morning Drive on a major radio station like this. It's incredible to me, and I'm so incredibly thankful. One of the things I wanted to talk about just for a couple of minutes, and that is, I don't know if you saw the morning consult poll from earlier this week. Our Republican governor, Joe Lombardo, has an approval rating of 57%. That is a landslide. If this were an election, and he gets 57% of the vote, that's kind of a landslide. And I'm not quite sure what is going on. We are a blue state right now, today. But I'm going to tell you something. I think there is something going on out there when a Republican governor gets a 57% approval rating. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now and give you an opportunity to sound off on Governor Joe Lombardo with a 57% approval rating. Why is that? What is going on out there? And is there something going on among the electorate that maybe gives us hope in November of 2024? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And we're gonna turn the program over to you, at least for a few minutes, to give you a chance to speak your piece on Governor Joe Lombardo. I think a lot of people criticized him during the just completed legislature, but I'm going to tell you something. I think people liked the way he responded with vetoes of the gun control bills, 3 gun control bills, and there was all kinds of support for a lot of his stuff, a lot of his issues. Unfortunately, the Democrats, the Democrats, let's face it, they screwed up. They wouldn't even give a lot of his stuff a hearing. All he wanted it was to be addressed. That's all he really cared about. But the Second Amendment rights thing, the 75 horrible liberal bills that he vetoed, that is something else. I want to quickly switch gears a little bit and go to Cut 5, because this is Vivek Ramaswamy. He was on with Laura Ingraham last night, and talking about the path to victory in 2024. I want you to listen to this, because there's a message here, not just for Donald J. Trump, but for the rest of the Republican field. This was Vivek Ramaswamy last night on Laura Ingraham. This is Cut number 5. Here we go.
Commentator Dave Rubin is a DeSantis supporter. I'm told he spoke about your campaign yesterday. Watch this.
It's fairly obvious to anyone paying attention that Trump and Vivek are coordinating, right? Vivek is doing all endless attacks on DeSantis, no attacks on Trump. and all of the Trump surrogates online, you know who they are. They're always pumping up Vivek because Vivek's going after DeSantis.
So, Vivek, is that your role here? I mean, he seems to have it all figured out.
Well, look, I think a commentator's job is to be a commentator from the side. But the fact is, I'm not attacking DeSantis. I do believe in drawing policy contrasts. That's good for the Republican voters. I am running to win this election. And at this point, Laura, I am confident I will be our next president. And for my case, this isn't about November 2024 as the destination. The destination I think about is January of 2033. What do I want to tell the people of this country that we actually accomplished? One of the great farewell speeches of all time was Ronald Reagan's in January of 1989, when he said that we had revived a national character that we were missing. That's what I want to tell Americans in January of 2033. We're going to do that by reviving the economy, declaring independence from China. And I think what's driving our rise, Laura, and I think that it's okay that it's making some of the others insecure, that's going to level our party up, and that's a good thing.
Vivek, really,
specificity of where we are going.
I think that's right. I think people are looking for specific solutions. Really quickly, though, what are you going to do, or what do you see in terms of getting the early ballots in people's hands, voting early to get those votes banked, and then ballot harvesting where it's legal? I mean, there are a lot of Republicans like, oh, we can't do that. It's all cheating. But, okay, the other side's doing it. How do you get to 270 really quickly?
The maximally lawful way of competing, we have to compete. There's an old saying on the court from John Newcomb in tennis. Either you win the match or you leave blood on the court. We're not going to leave blood. We're going to win. And that's exactly how we have to compete to win this election, because the stakes are too high, Laura. And I also think we need a landslide. This cannot be 50.1. This needs to be Reagan 1980-style revolution. I'm planning for the Ramaswamy revolution in 2024.
Because there is no movement whatsoever. And in fact, the only movement is in people like Ron DeSantis. His approval ratings have dipped 15%, 15% since February. Talking about Ron DeSantis. Something is going on out there. I'm not sure exactly what it is. But it's going to be fascinating to see what happens. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, we are live and local now on in Morning Drive. Oh, getting you to work on time. That's what we do each and every day from 6 until 9 a.m. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingandCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It kind of set me back a little bit education-wise.
I think personally it just changed the way I looked at medicine.
As a people, we have to work together.
Health is a right for all.
We get through it together.
We can find common ground.
We are resilient.
Adaptable.
COVID taught us health matters.
Health matters. Visit nmhec.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity and Air Cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I moved to Nevada in 2011, and I never dreamt for a second that I would end up hosting a morning drive with Live and Local here in Las Vegas. This is so exciting, and it's great to be with you. Those of you that are new to the show, here's what we do. We talk about the news of the day. We talk about current events. Like today, we'll be talking a lot about the Hunter Biden plea bargain. I hope the judge rejects it. I don't know that the judge will, but I hope she does reject the plea bargain. We talk about the crane collapse in New York City, and we bring you the very latest on that. All of the news of the day we filter here, and one of the things that I think is going to be important going forward today is the Hunter Biden thing, because that just reeks of favoritism, and it's just awful. In fact, if you notice, Stephen Miller, a former Trump senior advisor, pretty smart dude, he was on with Laura Ingraham and was talking about the Hunter Biden art business. This has nothing to do with tax returns or anything like that. This is different. But Stephen Miller, in fact, let's go to cut four real quick, see if we can squeeze this one in. This is Stephen Miller, former Trump senior advisor with Laura Ingraham. The Hunter Biden art biz is blowing up. You're not going to believe the kind of money this guy is making for crappy art. This was Stephen Miller last night with Laura Ingraham.
Stephen, they were trying to say that this is just another career, but just like with Burisma and the energy consulting he did for Burisma, what on earth would anyone ever pay big money for that junk for? I mean, except for Joe Biden.
Well, first of all, I love it when Jen Psaki describes this as Hunter's profession
right? Like he's a skilled, accomplished painter. Hunter's profession is selling Joe Biden, selling access to the Biden family for cash. That's his profession. So she was telling the truth when she said this was going to be helpful to his profession. It's just not the profession of painting. And of course, the most predictable event in the world was that this secret system, this super top secret system to shield the identity of the people shelling out a small fortune for Hunter's paintings would actually keep them private and secret. So now, of course, as we know, several of the buyers have been made public. Hunter knows who they are. And one of them is also apparently the same person who made Hunter's tax bill just magically disappear, just magically go away. Wouldn't it be nice to have friends who can just make $2 million in your taxes go away and buy your tremendously awful artwork at 100 times market value?
Well, I think, you know, we call it a Hunter Biden scam, but this is really a Biden family grift. This is all about selling the White House, selling influence, whether when he was vice president or now. And so he's just the conduit or the blow art maker. He's just the conduit for all of this. But this is really a Joe Biden and Biden family corruption scam. Isn't that the best way to reference this?
As James Comer has said from the beginning, this is all about Joe Biden. Just like Hunter has absolutely zero artistic skill. In fact, you would have to pay me to spend one more second looking at his atrocious artwork. I mean, genuinely horrifying, abysmal works of art. Just like he has no skill in art, he has no skill in energy, he has no skill in consulting, he has no skill in anything. His only skill is grift.
I got to play this. Steven, you're over-modulating a little bit, but you're very excited about this, so I like your volume. All right, when Hunter and his whole scam first began with the blow art, one art critic was out there kind of admitting the obvious. Watch this.
Well, it's not as bad as I might have thought. You could get a work by Matisse or Degas for a similar amount of money.
How much of that is the name?
Almost all of it, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows what this is, Stephen. Everyone. We all know what it is. They're selling the White House through this lousy blow art.
Yes, well, the fact of the matter is that the Hunter Biden corruption scandal shows that they are so confident, the Biden family corruption scandal, they are so confident they'll be shielded by DOJ, they're committing this corruption right out in the open. In other words, the people that one of the individuals who bought one of these paintings has an extremely prestigious appointment to a board that Joe Biden controls. So they are committing this corruption right out in the open, daring anybody to do anything about it. My prediction, though, is that James Comer, the Oversight Committee, the House of Representatives, is extremely close to completing that money trail between Hunter and Joe. And when that happens, the walls will have closed in. It'll be the beginning of the end for Joe Biden. There will not only be an impeachment, but there will also be the potential of future criminal charges in 2025 and beyond.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Stephen Miller, smart dude, former confidant of the former president, Donald J. Trump. And have you seen some of this artwork from Hunter Biden? I mean, the little I've seen, and I don't pretend to be an expert. I mean, I can't. Art. I flunked art in grade school. You know that? I flunked art at St. Anne's Catholic School. I flunked it. I was lousy at it. I'm awful at it, but I'm going to tell you, this stuff is crap. Now, I would say that Matisse might be crap, too. I don't know. I couldn't identify a Matisse to save my life. But I'll just tell you that it's just unbelievable the kind of money that's being doled out. And we'll see what happens. And if James Comer decides to maybe take a look at the art business, because this is just absolutely stupid. It really honestly is. Stay where you are. More to do. We are live and local now in Morning Drive, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm so glad you got up with us, and we're going to get you to work on time and hassle-free. I can just about promise you. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It is live and local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Do you feel like you're watching your nation crumble before your eyes?